Give me one sec. All right, as I said, good morning. This is Sister LaShonda. This is our prayer service on this Friday morning. At this time, we're going to go ahead and hand it over to Sister Angela. If you're ready, it's in your hand.
Good morning. Good morning, Sister LaShonda. Good morning, people of God. This is Aunt Sister Angela Jackson. I'm calling from Bedford Heights, Ohio. And it's a happy Friday. A great Friday. So my topic this morning was Everything I Need. And I went to the dictionary. I'm into this now of the things that we say that God has given us in the Bible. And I'm now beginning to look at what does the world say about these things that God has given us. So I looked up the definition of the word need. And the definition of the word need, it says that it's something that is essential, very important, something that is required. So it's expressing a necessity, an obligation. And then I went back to scriptures, and I number one, it took me over to Psalm 23, verse 1. And the Lord is my shepherd, I shall not want. Well, it didn't say I want, but then I went to a different translation. It said the Lord is my shepherd, I lack nothing. So I was okay. Then I looked in Philippians 4:19, and it says, My God shall supply all your need according to his riches and glory by Christ Jesus. This led me to more to trust, but what really emphasized to me, it did not pluralize the word need. It said all your need, he's supplying all our need, singular, according to his riches and glory by Christ Jesus. And then John 15:7, verse 7 says, if you abide in me and my words abide in you, ask whatever you wish and it will be done for you. So it was a lot of different ways that I was going, but what I really thought about was a simple verse that we've all learned and that we all know. And sometimes when we get away with the hurriedness and the carrying on of this world or what we're seeing on TV and what we're reading and just the busyness of that, it took me back to Proverbs that said, trust in the Lord with all your heart and lean not unto your own understanding. In all your ways, acknowledge him, submit to him, and he will make your path straight. I'm at a different place in my life, you all, so bear with me, because as you know, I'm looking at life. I'm going on 5.5 months of not going to a job, not clocking in, not asking man, when can I take lunch? Not asking man, when can I go on vacation? Not telling man that when I'm coming back from vacation. Not adhering to an alarm clock. And I am just enjoying the Lord. I'm enjoying Jesus. And when I got this topic, everything I need, I thought about how God is blessing me. And I got afraid. Why? I've been serving in the ministry. I've been doing what God has asked me to do. And so I wonder, did my brothers and sisters feel this way? So I'm going to pray. But before I pray, just in case I get caught up, because y'all know I will cry, I'm going to pray. But as God brings forth the not necessarily the need, but the desires of your heart. Live your life and don't be afraid to live your life. Don't be apologetic to live your life. because we've been serving and seeking the Lord a many day. We've been studying the Bible. We have set up unto a great man of God, and he has taught us this word. He has shown us how to live this word. And I want you not to be afraid. Don't be like me, because I'm not afraid anymore, but I'm just wondering, I thought about Pastor Lenore. I'm going to pray. Pastor Lenore used to tell me, woosah, Angela. And that's just exhale. Blow it out. And look, you don't have to apologize to anybody for what God is doing for you and the blessings that he is bringing forth to you. Let us pray. Most gracious and heavenly Father, we come to you this morning, Father God, thanking you and praising you and honoring you. Thanking you, Father God, number one, that you woke us up this morning on this sunny morning with the rays warming our body, Father God. Thanking you, Father God, that you had this prayer call that is in this prayer service. Thanking you, Father God, that Minister LaShonda was here and she is so uplifting and so encouraging to us, Father God. We trust you on this morning, Father God. You said that we have no need, that you have not provided for us, Father God. We thank you, Father God. I came and I say and I ask you, Lord, that you be the God that you have listed out to us, that you be our Jehovah Jireh, Father God, because you said that you will provide for us. There is nothing. I ask, Father God, that you would be our God of comfort to us, Father God. When the ways of this world sometimes weigh us down, Father God, and tears are welling up in our eyes, Father God, I'm asking you, Lord, in the name of Jesus, whatever the people of God on this call have need, have want of, and have need of, Father God, I'm asking you to be a comforter, a provider, Father God. I'm asking you, Father God, that you bring healing to this line. We declare healing on this line, total healing, Father God, in the name of Jesus, Father God. The doctor's report may not sound good. The news may not sound good to them, but we know that you are a healer, Lord. We know that you are a miracle worker. We know that you are a way maker, Father God, and we thank you on this morning, Father God. We ask, Lord, in the name of Jesus, where there's missing, where there's distress going on, Father God, that you give us peace, dear God. You give us peace that surpasses all understanding, Father God. While the rest of the world is running to and fro and going and turning on the TV and watching these things, Father God, that all we need to do, Father God, is to woosah and look up to the hills, Father God, and get peace, dear Lord. So we thank you for that peace. We thank you for being our banner. We thank you, Father God, for providing for us. We thank you, Father God, for fighting our battles, Father God, that we can sit back and just call out to you, Father God. We thank you, Father God, that you said that you are a jealous God. Hallelujah, dear God, and we will have none other before you, Father God. We thank you, Father God, that you said that you will repay that vengeance for us. We don't have to harbor this in our hearts, dear God. You've given us forgiveness, Father God, in the name of Jesus. In the name of Jesus, Father God. We thank you, Lord, that we can forgive, Father God. We thank you, Father God, that we can pray for our enemies, Father God. We thank you, Father God, that you give us sustenance, tangible things, that if our enemy needs help, Father God, that we will lift out a hand. We will give to them, Father God, in the name of Jesus. We thank you that you are everything that we need, Father God. We thank you, Father God, that you said that we would lack nothing. So we come before you, Father God, thanking you for your grace and your mercy. We're thanking you, Father God, for the blessings that you have given us on our on our lives, Father God. You order our steps, Father God, and we trust, Father God, as we seek your face, Father God, that you will order our steps and we will walk where you want to walk. We will walk in authority, Father God, in the name of Jesus, Father God. We thank you, Father God, even as we walk through our homes, Father God, that you will give peace in our homes, Father God. You will give us clarity of our minds, Father God, when we lay down to sleep and to rest, Father God. You neither sleep nor slumber, Father God, in the name of Jesus, Father God. So you allow us to rest. And even as we are resting, Father God, we trust and believe that you are walking into our tomorrows, into our todays, and you are making a way, Father God. We thank you, Lord. We thank you, Father God, that you have a purpose for our lives. Hallelujah, that you will not harm us, Father God. We thank you, Father God, that you are filling our hearts with compassion and with love. Father God, you have given us the victory, Father God. And even though it may not look like what we think it looked like, we know that you are working, and we thank you for your guiding light, Father God, as you do this in the name of Jesus. Oh, God, how we love you on this morning. I want to pray for those, Father God. Hallelujah. I lift up the sick to you, and I believe, Father God, in the name of Jesus, that you will strengthen them according to your word, Father God. I lift up those that are mourning, Father God, and I ask, God, in the name of Jesus, that you give them comfort now, in the name of Jesus, Father God. So I ask you, Lord, that you would just open doors, dear God, that you will open, that no man can close, Father God. I ask, Father God, those that are seeking employment, that you would give them employment. I ask, Father God, in the name of Jesus, that you would bless this line with financial increase, Father God, that there will be no need, because your word says that the Lord is my shepherd and I lack nothing. So the word, so Father God, I ask that even that you bring to our minds, and that every circumstance that we come upon, Father God, that you bring our mind back to some portion of the word, dear God, that is in the Bible, and that it will reassure us, and that it will allow us to smile when others are being mean. It will allow us to smile when others are crying. It will allow us to be to bring the compassion and the love that Jesus Christ showed and when he walked this earth, Father God. I believe, Lord, in the name of Jesus, that you're going to supply your needs for the people. I pray for the mothers of this church, Father God. I pray for Bishop and Pastor Lenore, the visionaries of this prayer service, Father God. I pray for every man and woman of God that is represented on this line, every church that's represented on this line, Father God. And I thank you, Lord, for uniting us with the blood of Jesus, dear God, as we go forward in the name of Jesus. Now, Lord, I believe that it's what's coming for us on this prayer line is better than what has been. I believe, Lord, that you will take us further. You will give us all that we need. In Jesus' name, I pray. Amen. Amen. And I now turn it back over to Minister LaShonda, and I thank you for the privilege of allowing me to pray for you on this Friday morning. Minister LaShonda.
Amen. Amen, Sister Jackie. Listen, you had me over here going. I had to, she did say Minister LaShonda. Let me get back on the line. My Lord, thank you for your prayer. Thank you for praying for the people that are sick in their body. Listen, the word says we're two touch and agree on anything. If we are in agreement, he will grant it unto us. That's why I love the prayer line, because we can sit in agreement with one another. We have the ability to call out things. And if you just believe, God is going to answer. I am so grateful for our prayer leads that get on here daily. The ones that serve even just once a month, however it goes, I'm so grateful for y'all, because you allow us to hear different things. We don't all pray the same. We don't all pray the same things. We don't all get the same revelation, but it all works together. It's like a gumbo. It all works together, and it's good. I thank God for you again, Sister Jackson, this morning. People of God, I just want, before I hand it over to Sister Tracy, I want to do our supporters' declaration. Large sums of money is coming to the people of God, and we will pay our tithe. I am going to be in the right place at the right time for a blessing. Financial support is coming to this ministry daily. Listen, that's you. That's you. If you can give, if you can give that end part, that's what we can do. That's what we can do. That's what we can physically do, all right? And if you are so inclined to give, you can go to our website, EKC Ministries. You can sow your gift there. You also can go to the Cash App. That's Bishop Eric Clark, and you can give your gift there. All right. At this time, we're going to go to Sister Tracy. Give me one sec. All right. If you're ready, it's in your hand.
Praise the Lord, everyone. Thank you, praise God, for another day. Thank and praising God for another Friday here. Allow us to see. Thank God for allowing us to see the end of the week. I want to just thank and praise God for his goodness, his grace, and mercy. Thank God for his love, how he protected us on last night and allowed us to rise up this morning to get on our praise and prayer service line, to be able to worship God, to be able to glorify God, to be able to pray the prayer, and to be able to encourage each and every one of you. At this time, I was given the topic, a soft answer, turn away wrath. My scripture is Proverbs 15:1, and it reads, a soft answer, turn away wrath, but a grievous word, stir up anger. Let us pray. Heavenly Father, we come before you seeking guidance and strength. Your words say, a soft answer, turn away wrath, but harsh words stir up anger. Help us to remember the truth in our interaction with others. We confess that we often react with harshness when we are provoked. Asking for forgiveness, please fill us with your Holy Spirit so that we may have a gentle and patient spirit. Help us to choose our words carefully, to speak with kindness and understanding, and to be a peacemaker. Grant us wisdom to discern when to speak and when to be silent, and to respond with grace in difficult situations. May your word be a source of healing and reconnection. Help me, Jesus. Help your word be a source of healing, and division and anger. Lord, let us remember what your word in Ephesians 4:31 says. Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah. Bless your name, Jesus. Oh, God, we bless you. 431 says, okay. Let all bitterness and wrath and anger and calumny and evil speaking be put away from you with all malice. Saying we all, bitterness and wrath and anger, yes, be put away from us. Yes, Lord, in your name, Father. And we cannot change our attitudes. Lord, we need your help. Help us, Lord, as we're trying to go on each and every day to be example for you, God. Help us, oh God, as we go throughout the day, different circumstances, situation may come our way, Lord, that will cause us to be angry or have an attitude, Lord. Lord, bless us each and every day as we get up in the morning to start our day. Bless us in our home. Bless us with our loved ones, God, that we can show the love of Christ through our home, Lord. Let us start at home with charity, at home, God, not just outside the home first, not just at the church house, God, not just with the saints, God, but at home with our husbands and wives or with our loved ones or our children, whatever we may have in our home at the time as an individual, as a person, Lord. Help us to show that love, God. Help us to love ourselves, God. Help us to love ourselves, not to be angry and upset with ourselves in life, God, that things may not turn out or work out the way we would like them to be, God. But we realize on today, God, we're serving a living God, a wonderful Savior. You have a special plan for our life, God. And a special plan you have for our life is not the same plan that we have for our life, God. We can ask, Lord, that you can plant the life that we plan for ourselves, Lord, that you can allow it be part of your plan, but not always so true. So, Lord, I'm just asking you today that you would just bless each and every one of us, that you would just touch us, that you would just strengthen us, that you would just help us to keep a holy mannerism or character of as a children of God, as a children of God, Lord Jesus. Help us, oh God, to understand, Lord Jesus, and not to be haste and temperance. Help us, oh God, in the name of Jesus, that we can take control of the anger and attitudes that comes our way. Help us, Lord Jesus, not to be foolishly. And, Lord, help us not to unstrain spiritual of a hot temper. Help us, oh Lord, to live a life of wisdom and not foolishness. Help us, oh Lord, to have the power of anger, words that is anger spirit. Help us to gauge our words, God, but not only have affection affect you, but also affect others. Help our words and reactions to be marked by a gentle spirit. Give us that gentle spirit, that loving spirit, that compassionate spirit, Lord, to ourselves, just as to one another, Lord Jesus. Oh, God, now bless us, Lord Jesus, as we continue on this day, Lord Jesus, showing the love of Christ, Lord, through, Lord Jesus, having the word of God on the inside of us and having that soft answer that we're going to turn away from wrath, God. We're not going to allow self. We're not going to allow the enemy to take control of our life, Lord Jesus. We're going to do what you would have us to do, Lord Jesus, as we go forth in your name to continue to do as you have required us to do in your name, God, as we continue to have that loving spirit towards ourselves, God. Some of us can be very abusive to ourselves, God, and be so harsh to ourselves, God, that we don't show ourselves love, that we don't even know what love may be, God. So help us to show one ourselves love. Give us the love that we can be able to show one another, God. And help us on this day, God, as we continue to display and bring peace there in the confliction, Lord Jesus, tranquility where there is unrest and hope where there is strife. Help us, God, to see the consequences that reckless words and cunning remarks have on others, Lord. Help us, oh Father, in the name of Jesus, to have them unresolved angers in our lives, God. Search us, God, search us. And if there is any anger, Lord, help us today that we confess and we repent, that you will remove them out of us, God, and that you restore that anger with love, God, kindness, goodness, and mercy, God. Give us grace. In the name of Jesus, oh, God, let us know that we don't want the anger to control our life, God, but we ask that you would just remove that anger, God, and cleanse us, God, from any bad memories or hurts or pains that we had to endure, Lord Jesus, that bring the wrath in our life, things that we're holding on to that we don't know how to let go. Let us just to let it go, God, and give it to you and trust that you're going to work it out. The people that offended us, people that hurt us, people that lied on us, oh, my God, I know that experience. Oh, God, personally, God, ridiculed your name, but we're going to continue to go forth and do what thus said the Lord, as God have led us to do in the mighty name of Jesus. But help us, God, as your people. Oh, God, as James, Lord Jesus, the first chapter, Lord Jesus, 19:20 said, let every man be quick to hear and slow to speak, slow to anger, for the anger of man does not produce the righteousness of God. And help us, oh, God, and as producing the righteousness of you, and we slow the anger, God, let us be the ones to listen. Listen, listen twice as much as we speak. And may our life truly produce what is right before God. Lord Jesus, I ask that you bless us and keep us, God. And as I close this week of prayer for victory over sinful anger, I pray that you would help us to be like you. Help us to be gracious, full of compassion, slow to anger, and abundancy and mercy. Help us, Lord, to show the spirit to those around us. In the mighty name of Jesus, I pray. I thank God for this opportunity time of prayer. I ask that each and every one have a blessed and beautiful weekend and continue to stay focused. No anger, in Jesus' name. Amen.
Amen. Amen. Amen. Thank you, Sister Tracy. Thank you for your prayer. Thank you, thank you, thank you for that prayer this morning. My God. My God. A lot of times we're going through things, and the first thing we have is wrath. The first thing that we have is a hard answer. But if we take a moment, if we take a beat, if we take a breath, and answer it with some sweetness, it'll turn away the wrath. We thank you again this morning for that prayer, Sister Tracy, that blessed us. Hey, people of God, I just wanted, this has been on my heart all morning. And I think it's appropriate because we are gathered in his name. This is a service. So it's not just, we're just praying. But I believe prayer is involved. I believe praise is involved. I believe worship is involved. I believe a time of meditation is involved. And I was thinking this morning, I want to welcome him into this place. Welcome into this place. Welcome into this broken vessel. You desire to abide in the praises of your people. So we lift our hands as we lift our hearts, as we offer up this praise unto your name. Welcome into this place. You are welcome into this broken vessel. You desire to abide in the praises of your people as we lift our hands and we lift our hearts as we offer up this praise unto your name. Let's praise him because he is worthy. Let's just take a moment. Thank you, Lord. Thank you.
Thank you.
Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord.
Praise you, we welcome you, we magnify you, we glorify you, Lord, we lift you up. Hallelujah, Jesus. Thank you for everything. Thank you for your love, your mercy, your grace, your joy, your peace, Lord.
Have your way,
thank you, Lord.
Have your way,
Lord.
God is so worthy. He is so worthy. He is so worthy to be praised. And we have to welcome him. We have to set the atmosphere. We have to have a spirit of praise and worship and honor. And as I started the service, I said this. I was listening to Bishop's message on the outpouring. And one of the things that just kept jumping out to me is that the disciples, seeing all that Jesus did, turning the water into wine, healing the blind, having the lame to walk, opening up the ears of people that couldn't hear, all of the things that Jesus did. And the disciples did not want to know all of that. They asked him, teach us to pray. Teach us to pray. Because in prayer and with prayer, it changes things. It breaks chains. It looses bondage. Lord, your healing manifests in prayer. We can touch and agree with one another, and you'll answer. And I'm so grateful to be on the line with you this morning. Listen, I'm not going to take up any more of Sister Gail's time. Let me pull myself together. At this time, we're going to go ahead with Sister Gail. If you're ready, ma'am, it's in your hand.
Amen, amen. Praise the Lord, everybody. And Minister LaShonda, you can just keep going. Anytime it's my time to pray, you can just keep on going because I'm just praising God right with you. Hallelujah. So I just thank God this morning for the prayer service. It's been awesome, awesome, awesome. And so we just thank God for the prayers of the saints and the ministry of our host. Amen. So our next prayer focus this morning, the topic is Jesus is our proof. Amen. So I was a little bit challenged by that. So I'm just going to add to the topic. And so now it is God's love is demonstrated and Jesus is our proof. Amen. And our scripture, I'm going to use John 3:16 as our scripture, a very well-known scripture to everybody, those saved and not saved. And in the New International Version, it reads, "For God so loved the world that he gave his one and only Son, that whoever believes in him shall not perish, but have eternal life." Amen to the word of the Lord. Let us pray. Father, we thank you for another day that you have given us to serve you and to serve each other. We thank you today to work in us and through us to bring your kingdom to a world of darkness. We ask you, Lord, to move by your spirit in our hearts, in our lives, and in our families, in our churches, and in our nation. And we ask you, Lord, to show yourself strong and mighty on behalf of your children who are suffering among us and all over the world. We pray for strongholds to be broken in your people, Lord, for strongholds to be broken in our families and those that don't know you as their Lord and Savior. And we pray that your kingdom will be advanced in these United States because the saints are interceding. Hallelujah. And we know that the effectual, fervent prayer of the righteous availeth much. And so, Father, we thank you that we can see through the scriptures the concept of your love and how it is central to our faith as believers. And we see the richness of it demonstrated throughout your word. Hallelujah, God. And just as a thank offering, I'm just using my prayer time this morning as a thank offering for the love of God. And Lord, your love, it's not merely an intellectual or mental idea, but it is actively expressed in the interactions of our Lord and Savior with people that surrounded him. Thank you, God. Thank you for that multi-layered and many-sided ways in which your love is demonstrated in the scriptures. And from the very beginning, your love is evident in the very act of creation. And Genesis 1 states that God saw all that he had made, and it was very good. Amen. And we acknowledge your work in creation of the world and your creation of humanity. We see and stand in awe of your desire to share your goodness and your love. Thank you, Father. We are created in your image, which is proof of your love. as you have gifted humanity with the capacity for relationship with you and with one another. And God, you continue to sustain your creation, and that too shows us your enduring love. Amen. The Lord is good to all. His compassion rests on all he has made. So we see from Psalms 145 how you emphasize to us your kind and compassionate care for all living things, providing for their needs and maintaining the order of the universe. And God, we thank you. You demonstrated throughout the Old Testament that your love is made known in your covenant relationships with your people. Thank you, Lord. Thank you that you loved us from before the foundation of the world. And your covenant with Abraham is foundational. It's a foundational demonstration of your love. You promised blessings and a future for Abraham's descendants. That would be us. We thank you, Lord, that we are recipients of those blessings because Jesus made it possible. Hallelujah. Father, your covenant with Israel is even more proof of your love because you chose them and treasured your treasured possessions, and you set them apart as a holy nation. Praise God. Your steadfast love is a recurring theme throughout the Psalms and the prophets. Lamentations 3 affirms, one of my favorite scriptures, because of the Lord's loving devotion, we are not consumed, for his mercies never fail. They are new every morning. Great is your faithfulness. Thank you, Lord, for your unwavering commitment to your people, even in times of judgment. We thank you, Lord. And Father, the ultimate demonstration of your love is found in the incarnation of Jesus Christ. In John 3:16, which is one of the most well-known verses in the Bible, and again, we proclaim it, for God so loved the world that he gave his one and only Son, that everyone who believes in him shall not perish, but have eternal life. Amen. Amen. Father, your sending of Jesus into the world is the clearest expression of your love, providing a way of salvation and reconciliation for the whole world. Jesus is our proof. Lord, your love is made tangible in the life and ministry of Jesus. The way that Jesus had compassion for those who were disregarded by man. The way Jesus healed the sick, the way he taught on love and forgiveness, these all reflect the heart of God. Amen. And we can see in the parable of the prodigal son how your love is shown. We see a picture of a father who welcomes his wayward son with open arms. And in that way, Father, we can see that you are ready to forgive and restore those who return to you. And Father, we thank you for the sacrificial death of Jesus on the cross because it is the height of your love demonstrated. Romans 5 states that, but God proves his love for us in this, while we were still sinners, Christ died for us. Amen.
Amen.
Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah. Thank you, love. God, we thank you for your self-giving love, which provides redemption and reconciliation back to God. Thank you, Jesus, that the punishment through your death is profound evidence to the length that the Father will go to restore a broken relationship with his creation. Thank you, Father. We just thank you today, Lord. Thank you for your everlasting love, God. Thank you today, God.
thank you for sending your son, Father. We thank you. Hallelujah. You gave us the ultimate gift, God, in your son. We thank you today, Lord. Praise God. And God, we thank you for the love that you continue to demonstrate through the gift of the Holy Spirit. And Romans 5 declares, and hope does not disappoint us, because God's love has been poured out into our hearts through the Holy Spirit, whom he has given us. And Holy Spirit, we thank you for the empowerment that we have as believers to live according to God's will and to experience God's love in such a personal and revolutionary way. And God, we continue to thank you for your unfailing love that is also demonstrated through the creation of the church. We are a community of believers called to embody your love in the world. And Ephesians 5 exhorts us to be imitators of God, therefore as beloved children, and walk in love just as Christ loved us and gave himself up for us as a fragrant sacrificial offering to God. And now we honor you by reflecting your love through acts of service and compassion, and by proclaiming your love. Amen. And God, we just continue to look for your eternal love and that hope of the future glory. And Romans 8 provides us a powerful affirmation. For I am convinced that neither death nor life, that neither death nor life, neither angels or principalities, neither the present nor the future, nor any powers, neither height nor depth, nor anything else in all creation will be able to separate us from the love of God that is in Christ Jesus our Lord. We will remember this promise of your unbreakable love that offers comfort and assurance to all believers as we go through the challenges of our lives. And in conclusion to this thank offering is what it is. It's just a thank offering to the Father for his unspeakable gift, the Lord Jesus Christ. So in conclusion, the demonstration of God's love is a central theme in the Bible that is woven throughout the narrative of Scripture from creation to the promise of eternal life. And through his covenant, the incarnation and sacrifice of Christ, the gift of the Holy Spirit, and the establishment of the church, God's love is made manifest in profound and transformative ways. Amen. Jesus is our proof. Praise the name of the Lord. And I will turn it back over to our host, Minister LaShonda. Thank you.
Jesus is our proof. Thank you. Thank you, Sister Gail. Jesus is our proof. The proof that God loves, so loved the world that he gave his only begotten son. Thank you for that prayer. Thank you for that spirit of praise. Thank you so much. People of God, we're almost done. We got 15 more minutes. Y'all know I'm the last prayer lead. For the ones that do have to go, I want to thank you for joining us this morning. Thank you for giving us some of your time. I hope that something that was said, that was prayed, blessed you, encouraged you, strengthened you. Maybe you going out into your day a little stronger, that you are now going to be a witness in this day of what God can do, all right? But I want to encourage you also to give our partners support through their giving. This is your opportunity. This is your opportunity to give. Sometimes we look at our bank accounts, we look at what we have, and we say that we don't have enough. But can I encourage you this morning that when you have a relationship with the Father and you believe that by his word, he says that he is Jehovah Jireh, he is your provider, that your job can be gone tomorrow and you're still in the palm of his hand. If you would consider to give your gift this morning, I believe that God will bless it. I believe that his word says seed, time, and harvest. You have to put a seed in the ground. You have to give it time. But you will receive a harvest. If that is you, you can go to our website, EKC Ministries. You can sow your gift there. You also can give your gift through Cash App. That's $ Bishop Eric Clark. And you also can text the word give to 216-446-1209. Hey, I'm going to encourage you. I'm going to encourage you this morning to consider being a part of the ministry. Let the Lord use you in prayer. We need prayer leads. We need hosts. And if that is you, if that is you, you can call the church at 216-475-6327. And someone might say, I don't think I can do the whole 15 minutes. That's fine. Let's start with five. Let's start with six, seven. And believe me, one of us, y'all know I will. One of us will jump in there with you, team up with you, and get you through your 15 minutes. Let God use you. Let's stop giving him excuses, and let's say, here am I, Lord. Send me. Use me. All right? All right. Y'all know I'm going to give us our believer's declaration, and then I'm going to get on into the prayer. As believers, we are discipled through daily ministry. As mature believers, we minister from our location. We are a strong people who know God and serve his purpose. The last thing is, I want to encourage the people to share the line. Share the line. Tell somebody about our prayer service, Monday through Friday, 8 to 9. And you can tell them, you don't be intimidated by the time. You can stay in as long as you need, as long as you can. You can jump in, jump out. But come and experience the prayer service. I believe that it is blessing. I believe that it's doing exactly what it's created to do. We don't want to go back. We want to push forward. So I want to encourage the people, share it on your Facebook. Share it on your TikTok. Share it on all of the social media platforms. And then share it in person. Let somebody know. They can call in, all right, and be blessed. So I am the last prayer lead ministry. That's what the Lord was giving me on yesterday, and it's still there. I wish I could. I know it's other ministries represented on the line, and I want you to call out your own ministry as we pray, but I want to just pray for ministry this morning. Lord, we just thank you, and we do praise you. We thank you, oh God, for coming into this place. Lord, as we created an atmosphere of praise, as we created an atmosphere of worship, Lord, I pray that that fragrance was sweet to you, O God. Lord, I pray now for every ministry that's represented on the line. Lord, we know that the ministry is not easy. But, Lord, what you have ordered, you will pay for. Lord, we thank you now, Lord Jesus, that you have given these men and women of God ideas. You have given them the plan. Lord, we thank you now that they are writing it out. They are making it clear. And Lord, your people are picking it up and running with it, oh God. Lord, I pray now, Lord Jesus, that you will connect us correctly
Lord, some that need to reconnect, some that need to disconnect and reconnect. Lord, some that need to strengthen their connection. But Lord, however it looks, where you have planted your people, oh God, I pray now that we will begin to lean in to the ministries that we are connected to, oh God. Lord, that we'll begin to uplift the men and women of God. Lord, that we will begin to call out their names. Lord, that we will begin to intercede for them. Lord, as they pour out, Lord, as they feed, Lord, as they direct, Lord, as they lead. Lord, I pray now, Lord Jesus, that we as the sheep, Lord, that we would pour back into them. Lord, that we won't just be like the children of Israel and saying, Moses, you go up, you get the word. We'll just stay back. Lord, let us push in. Let us find our spot. Lord, even as the word that was given, every joint supplieth. Lord, let us do our part. Let us not just be hearers of the word only, but let us do. Let us take part in it. Lord, let us not think that our thing is too small. Because we understand that big starts small. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord, that you have created opportunities. Thank you, Lord, that you have covered your men and your women. Thank you, O God, that you have charged your angels to be encamped around about them. Thank you, O God, that you have blessed their families, O God. Thank you, O God, that you have blessed their finances, O God. Thank you, O God, that you have blessed their health, O God. Thank you, O God, that you have given them creative ideas, O God. Thank you, O God, Lord Jesus, that they hear from you, O God. Lord, that they set aside time, O God, to get a word from you for us, O God. Thank you, O God, that they sacrifice time with their family, Lord Jesus. Lord, I pray now, Lord Jesus, that you would pour into them, O God. Pour into them, O God. Lord, I pray now, Lord Jesus, that they will understand that they need to take time for themselves, O God. Lord, allow them to know that they can rest in you, O God. Lord, that they don't have to create it, O God. But, Lord, I thank you that they'll understand that one plants, one waters, but it is you that brings the increase, O God. Thank you, O God, that they can believe, that they can trust in you, that they can lean on you, that they can depend on you, O God. And even when it gets hard, even when it looks like it's not working, even when they're getting frustrated, O God, Lord, you'll be right there. You'll be right there to encourage them. You'll be right there to give them a word, Lord, that will increase their faith. Thank you, O God, that you are covering their families. Thank you, O God, that you are covering their marriages. Thank you, O God, that you are covering their finances, O God. Thank you, O God, for everyone that sacrifices. Lord, that they have laid it down before you, O God. Lord, that we are in your hand, vessels to be used. Thank you, O God. Thank you for every person that is on the line this morning. Lord, thank you that we are mature believers and we minister from our location. Thank you, O God, that this is being poured into us. Lord, that we're just not sitting back getting fat off the word, but Lord, we are exercising the word because we are creating opportunities and we're seizing those opportunities. The opportunity to witness, the opportunity to be kind, the opportunity to show love. Lord, we thank you even now for every door that has been opened to your people. Lord, we thank you now for every door that you have closed. Lord, we thank you now that we understand that everything works together for the good of them that love the Lord and that are called according to his purpose. Thank you, oh God, that you can do exceeding abundantly above all we could even ask or think. Lord, I thank you that even now the prayer that I have prayed might seem small compared to your big vision. But Lord, you see your men and you see your women and you see what they need. And we're thankful that we serve a God that hears and answers. We're thankful that you knew it before it ever happened. We're thankful that you prepared the table in the presence of our enemy. We thank you. We thank you, oh God, that even in trying times, we can have peace in the valley. Thank you. Thank you, oh God. Thank you for every person represented on the line. Thank you, oh God, that you're answering their prayer. Thank you, oh God, that they called out to you this morning. They called out to you concerning their children. They called out to you concerning their finances. They called out to you concerning their health. Lord, whatever it is, you said where two touch and agree on anything, you would grant it unto them. Lord, thank you that we are standing right here in agreement. Thank you now, Lord Jesus, for this corporate prayer that we have raised up to you, O God. Thank you, O God, that you have been right here in the midst of your people. And thank you, O God, for the true testimonies that are coming forth. Thank you, O God. Thank you that you sent your son to die. Thank you that Jesus is our proof, the proof that you loved us. Thank you, O God. We give you all the praise, all the glory, all the honor. We cover every prayer under your blood. In your son Jesus' name we do pray. Amen and amen. Hey, before we get into this weekend, and listen, don't forget to live. Don't forget to live. But before we go into this weekend, if y'all don't mind, can we just give God a praise before we get into